Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Meet the Innovators. My name is Hisham. I'm the head of marketing at IT Imagination. And today I'm talking with Yulia Piotrowska, business development manager responsible for international markets at ITM. Hi, Yulia. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm very happy to be here.
Awesome. Great to have you here. And before we get started, I just want to make sure, do you prefer to be called Yulia or Julia? We'll get back to why I'm asking this in a bit, but I just wanted to get it out of the way.
That is a good question. In English, I always refer to myself as Julia, like Julia Roberts. But obviously, when I speak Polish, it's Yulia.
All right.
Up to you. I'll let you decide.
Awesome. Okay, cool. And we're going to be kicking off, as we do with these sessions usually, with our, you know, hardest question possibly of all. How would you describe yourself in three words?
Yes, indeed. Easy question, not easy to answer. The first one would be ambitious. I am very ambitious. All I do with, you know, I'm putting my heart all in. I'm pretty competitive. More like to come in second place. I think my colleagues and friends are going to be nodding along to this one. Second one would be curious, because I just like to gather new knowledge all the time. I ask a lot of questions. I do a lot of research. I like to understand things. So definitely curious. And the third one, it's two words, but what really defines me is probably cultural chameleon. I have learned to adapt to a lot of different cultures. And that is a big part of who I am.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll let the third one pass, even though it's two words. It was essential to be that way. And by the way, but that's awesome. And definitely, this was the reason why I was asking also about your name, right? Whether it's Yulia or Julia, right? I mean, as your colleague, we've met also a bunch of times in, you know, the office when we're not working from home, or, you know, me from home and you from the office, as we are today. But yeah, you've spent your life living in a bunch of different countries, right? So Germany, Denmark, Malta, the US, Canada, and now Poland. Did I miss any, or is that all?
You did not. That is all. It's true. Yeah, you're probably wondering how that happened. My family is Polish, so I always actually refer to myself as Polish. I've always had a Polish heart. But I was born in Germany because my parents happened to live there when I was born. I grew up in Denmark. That's where I studied as well. I went to the US and Canada to study as well abroad for half a year each-ish. And then I started my career in Malta. So when I graduated university, I went to Malta and lived there for 4.5 years. But all this time I was thinking, well, it's time to explore my roots and see where I'm actually from, see what Poland is all about, because I had never lived there. I had been here very often, regularly, but never lived here. So I thought, let's try Poland. And that's why I'm here now.
All right. Awesome. Can you talk a little bit about why you chose to kind of not come back to Poland, right? But to settle here, to move here more or less permanently, right? No one knows what the future holds, right? In all cases, but this is your intention, right? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. I mean, as I was saying, I've always been very curious about the country that I'm actually from. Wherever I've been, whether that's been in the US or Malta or Denmark, wherever, I've always been saying that I'm from Poland, that I'm that I'm Polish. So it was time to actually try out my country of origin. And also where I was before, I do believe that Poland just had much more to offer in terms of career opportunities. And also it's a bigger country. So I'm a very outdoorsy person, and Poland has a lot of that. It has the sea, it has rivers and lakes. It has nice forests as well as mountains. So it seemed like a very nice place to go. Warsaw is, that's where I'm based. Big city with a lot of opportunities. So I thought, let's try it out. And I do not regret it so far.
Okay. That was going to be my follow-up is how do you feel after being here for a little bit under a year, right? I mean, as a more permanent, right, placement for you?
More like half a year. It's very fresh still. Actually, I'm enjoying it so much. I'm seeing so much more energy in Poland, even though we're still in the pandemic or post-pandemic period. But I see so much more energy on the streets. I'm seeing people really hungry for development. And comparing to where I was before, there was a bit more of stagnation. And I did not feel that the thirst to really evolve. And I'm feeling that in Poland, definitely. And that is great.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Yeah. I mean, as a foreigner myself, right, who moved to Poland at some point, I can definitely agree with all of the points that you mentioned. But we're not here to talk about me, so let's move on with the with the next one.
It's good to have that confirmed, though. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Definitely. I mean, whenever I also, you know, kind of hear these things, it's really nice to hear someone, you know, also saying these, confirming them, and you know, especially someone who also lives in the same metro area, right, in Warsaw itself.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm spending a lot of time convincing the locals of how awesome Poland actually is, because sometimes people are not aware. But honestly, having lived in so many other places westwards of Poland, I really have to say this is a great place to be. Yeah, there are many reasons for that.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. And you not only changed recently, you know, kind of like where you're living, where you're based, but you also, you know, kind of made a career shift, right? Whether it's the So can you tell us a bit about that? You know, what kind of brought this up, what the change was, you know, from what to what, and you know, tell us a bit about your journey.
I started my career in iGaming, so basically online casinos and sports betting. That was the industry that I was in, and I was the country manager for Denmark, so I was responsible for all the P&L of the Danish market, because I always wanted to work first of all with an industry that was very digitally mature. And second of all, I was always a sporty person, so that made sense. However, 4 years was long enough. And what I really always wanted to work within was IT. So not just a digitally mature industry, but actually the core of digital transformation and software development. I wrote my thesis, in fact, already when I was graduating university. The topic of my thesis was digital transformation and how large enterprises, how they should digitally transform themselves to become more agile and more digitally mature. That's always been the goal. And then why does that interest me so much? Well, it does form the development of our modern society. It basically gives a direction for where we're going towards. And I've always wanted to be a part of that. And here at ITM, this is what we're creating, basically. We're a part of this. And that is great. So I'm definitely at the right place.
All right. So yeah, there was a really good fit over there, whether it's, the thesis thing, definitely, you know, that was kind of like a direct giveaway. So that's really cool. And when it comes to that, you also changed because you mentioned you're a country manager earlier, right? Also, like we said before, right? Completely different industry, but you moved into being a business development manager. So what was that change like for you? When it comes to, you know, what do you enjoy about it the most? Are there any things that you might not enjoy about it? Can you just talk about the
The
role itself? Yeah.
What I find super valuable about this job is the connections I make with people, both all the interesting people that I talk to on a daily basis externally. So who I'm in touch with are C-level representatives and top management, product people at different clients' ends across various industries.
Okay.
And it is super interesting to hear about what their problems are, their challenges, how they need IT to become more competitive versus their competitors, to improve their products, etc. I find that immensely interesting. Also, of course, seeing how IT can be used in a broader sense to basically what do companies need IT and software really for. It's very interesting to learn about that. And talking of the people, I also really enjoy my role here internally because I have a very central role. So I'm in touch with various departments, starting with legal when we're negotiating the contracts with the clients, to delivery, obviously, and or HR to finding the very best people for the different projects. I enjoy that a lot. So basically, it's a very people-centric, people-focused role, and that's what I enjoy the most, I guess.
All right. Awesome. Yeah. I mean, like you were saying, this does have a lot to do with, you know, having conversations, being open, being diplomatic, I guess, in a lot of situations, right? Understanding some things about maybe not necessarily conflict resolution, right? But just knowing how to handle more, you know, difficult situations. So if someone, like if you were talking to your, you know, let's say not so much younger self, right? Or someone else who's thinking about changing the roles or moving into the industry. I mean, of course, like you mentioned, passion, I guess, is something that, you know, really drives you and then keeps you moving forward, as well as your competitiveness. But are there some words of advice that you would give to someone who wants to start off in business development and working in IT specifically, you know, kind of something across the board for these two?
Yes, definitely. I mean, the first thing you have to prepare yourself for is to be thick-skinned, because you are knocking on people's doors when they don't always want it necessarily. They may not even be aware that they need your help.
Okay.
So be thick-skinned, because sometimes you're going to, you know, have people talking to you in different ways. You get a lot of no's. So you have to prepare yourself for the, you know, hundreds of no's that you get to get that one yes. But then that one yes is so awesome. It gives you so much value in all sorts of senses. Financial for the company, of course, but also satisfaction, learnings, etc., that it's totally worth it. So that ratio there is something that someone would have to prepare themselves for. Secondly, definitely listening. People sometimes think that business development is all about selling and talking, talking about benefits. But it truly goes the other way around. It's about asking the right questions and finding the right information. Let the client talk and give you the information so that you can basically then solve their problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the two main points.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. I mean, when you mentioned the thing about listening, there is that general impression that it's about selling, talking, convincing people. Yeah. A lot of scenarios go as far as, you know, like these motivational videos of, oh, how to sell yourself and stuff, like based on series on TV and stuff like that. Right. Which is completely unrealistic in 90 something percent of scenarios. Right. Yeah. You do need a lot of empathy, understanding people's, you know, where they're coming from and everything. So that's a great point. Yeah, Thank you. For bringing that up.
I think definitely it also helps that I've been working. So it's all about putting myself in their shoes as well. Understanding the wider business context. What is their situation? Where are they in the business life cycle? What's the competitive landscape like? And how can their product that we're going to be supporting and building help them become even more successful as a company?
Yeah,
that is quite important.
All right. Awesome. I mean, I think this brings us to the end of our conversation. Thank you so much, Julia, for joining us today. It was great talking to you about, you know, your both personal and professional journeys. And you know, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Awesome. And yeah, thank you for everyone who tuned in. You know, Julia and I are both open, you know, for your, I don't know, questions, comments, whatever it is. So, you know, either leave them below this video or reach out to us, you know, just to say hi or to ask about, I don't know, any opportunities that we have. You can also go to our webpage to check any open job opportunities, whether you are in, you know, on the tech side of things or whether you're on the business side of things. We have a lot of open roles and we're both, you know, very friendly to talk to. So you can, you know, just reach out to us on LinkedIn and, you know, we'll get back to you.
Definitely.
All right. Awesome. So yeah, have a great day, everyone. And thanks again, Julia. It was awesome talking to you.
Thank you so much.
And
bye, guys. Goodbye.
All right. Bye. Thanks.